For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the love of God. So what?
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say if Houston wins tomorrow night. For the love of God, so what?
So what?
So what?
Well, it becomes a 50-50 proposition historically.
You know what? I actually really, the history part, I don't know. It's not that it doesn't apply. I do think it applies less. This is not a normal 2-7 matchup. The Warriors are not a normal playoff team.
You're right.
They're filled with future Hall of Famers.
And as I told you before, every 8-7 who has won since the best of 7 flip, they've all split on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, it's an intriguing one, but I do know this. Houston has a problem if they don't win tomorrow night. We're coming to you live, Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed here in San Francisco, and all of us here at 95.7 The Game, super excited about our partnership with Laughing Monk, and we're super excited to go out to the River Islands guest line and talk to our friend Bob Fitzgerald, TV voice of the Dubs. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
What's up, guys? I mean, multiple sponsorships, like for the guests, for the studio. You guys are on fire right
now. Yeah. What would you like written on the back of your neck so that you can keep coming on the show? We'll get you sponsored here, Bob.
You know, decent guy, lots of friends, loves Notre Dame football. Okay. You know, something like that.
just put a big great around the green.
Put a big shamrock on your forehead. That'll work.
No.
Oh man. Hey, what'd you think? What was your big takeaway from game one?
Well, I went with the boxing analogy a little bit towards the end of the game, and one of my favorite kind of matchups was Roberto Duran versus Sugar Ray Leonard. Because I loved Sugar Ray because he was such a great boxer and Olympics and the whole bit. And Duran just mauled him and mugged him and got him in the corner, and you know, and Duran won that first fight. And then Sugar Ray boxed him in the no moss fight where Duran basically quit. Well, the Warriors just played the Duran fight and beat Houston at their own game. And that's what's very exciting because the Warriors can play better. But 95-85 with 22 offensive rebounds and huge physicality and Steven Adams tossing bodies all over the place. Like, that's a Houston type of game because they're an amazing offensive rebounding team, the best in the NBA, and they're an excellent defensive team. But the Warriors beat them, you know. And so if this moves to 120-115 or 110-105, that's going to favor the Warriors. So, you know, you played Houston style, and a credit to the Rockets for imposing their will on that, except the Warriors won the game. So that's kind of my takeaway from game one. And then, you know, at practice today, I was kind of there to see if the vibe is, you know, hey, they got the split and that's what you want and this and that. The attention to detail and the level of, you know, just kind of the Warriors getting after it was very encouraging for game two. I mean, I think they're like, hey, every playoff game, there's no, hey, we're happy we got a split. But it does bring up that out of 30 playoff series with Steve Kerr, Steph, and Draymond, They've won at least one road game in 29 of those 30 series, which that is just remarkable, remarkable amongst this team.
Yeah, especially when you take game one, and you're right, there's the mentality to think house money, but I don't believe that this team will, pondering what it would be, what it would mean rather to go up 2-0. And Mark and I were talking, Fitz, about what kind of a game can Houston actually win. If they can't win a 95-85 Leonard Durant slugfest, does it have to come down to Houston just having an epic shooting night to be able to win a game?
I wouldn't say epic shooting night. You know, when you see Van Vliet 4 of 19 and 2 of 13 on threes, Van Vliet's capable of a 30-point night. I mean, he's championship experience and doesn't turn it over and, you know, is a better shooter than 2 of 13 on threes, for, you know, certainly. Now, he has not had a great shooting year. The other one is Jalen Green. You know, if you look at how can Houston win, look at their win at Chase Center, you know, in their last meeting there. That was the best Houston could do. They bottled up Steph. They were amazing on the glass. They were good defensively. But Van Vliet had a night, and Jalen Green had a night, and Dylan Brooks had a night. Dylan Brooks is a 38% three-point shooter, you know, and he had 11 points, and he was 3 of 9 for the game. So I wouldn't say epic shooting night, but you're right. I mean, Houston has to shoot the ball. I mean, all the defense, all the rebounding, all the toughness, all the run-jump athletes, all the depth, the ball must go through the basket at some point. And the Warriors have more guys that can do that, I think, than the Rockets do.
Bob, you've obviously watched so much in terms of Warriors playoff performers over the last decade and a half, and I wonder how you would now fit Jimmy Butler into that conversation. What was your sort of first impression and how he compares to what other top Warrior offensive players have done in the past in the playoffs?
You know what's weird is you see, Mark, where there's some Iguodala in his game. There's some Klay Thompson in this game, not from the three-point shooting, but that Klay would show up offensively a lot in the playoffs. And so, Jimmy, to me, there's a little Iguodala and a little Klay in terms of past Warrior playoff performers, but this guy's the real deal, man. I mean, 42 minutes, 25 points, you know, 7 boards, 6 assists, 5 steals. Like, my goodness, what a tremendous player. And with Draymond and with Steph, and then you have GP2 and you've got Looney out there, and here's Moses Moody and Pajemski making plays in the fourth quarter, because this series and any other future series are all going to tip on what does Moody do, what does Pajemski do, what does Quentin Post do, what does Buddy Hield do, like the ancillary guys. Those are the guys that are going to tip you. I know what Steph and Draymond and Jimmy are going to do. I feel very good about what they're going to do. But it's the other guys, when they play well, that's when the Warriors are at their very best. And I thought Moody, pull-up jumper, big corner three, Pajemski driving by Dylan Brooks and laying it in at the end and being plus 17, the highest plus-minus on the team in his very first playoff game. Like, that stuff makes you feel pretty good about where the Warriors are right now.
You think about the bench and, you know, GP2, almost 16 minutes, and he was a minus 10. And some of that was circumstance where, you know, Houston made their run after being down 23. But, you know, Buddy, if he's not shooting, Quentin looked a little bit like he was in the deep end. And beyond that, not a ton of bench help. Is there a chance that Steve either alters the rotation or changes what he's trying to do with that next five?
Well, I think the thing, Dibs, is that, you know, Steve has said, and he said it with you guys, you had a great conversation, I think, last week when you talked to him, kind of, you know, what is the thought process on some of the bench roles? And I think he knows the main sled dogs, but it's going to be different guys at different times and different groupings based on how they play. You know, like you said, Quentin Post, that was his very first playoff game. He got in there and went, oh, my God, this is the deep end of the pool with Steven Adams and Şengün. And, you know, and I like Quentin's fight. He was in the fight, but, you know, he missed both his threes. And, you know, he looked like, you know, a first guy. That's fine. But Guy Santos, in 6.5 minutes, had 5 points and, you know, committed one foul, had a rebound, hit a three, made a cut, got fouled, hit both free throws. Like, you know, that's going to be it sometimes, too, where you're playing kind of hit or miss on the bench. The one thing that makes you another Warrior encouraging point is the Warrior bench has been amazing all year, and they didn't have a great bench night. So I feel good that down the road in this series that the bench will be even more productive. Ime Udoka went eight guys. I mean, Tari Eason, Steven Adams, and Jabari Smith were the only guys that came off the Rockets bench. Now, this Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, that's plenty of time for everybody. That's why Steph played 40 minutes and Butler played 42 minutes and Van Vliet played 40 minutes. But after Saturday at Chase, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, yep. Like real quick and fly back and forth. Houston isn't close to the Bay Area. Like you're going to need more bodies if the series starts going longer and longer. And that's where Steve and Ime Udoka have to start look at, okay, who do I roll out there? Who's fresher and who is playing well? Because sometimes you get dudes that are really, they find it. You know, they find a hot streak, and you got to ride that. That's in a game as well as in a series.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Speaking of the Warriors bench, Bob, with how much you watch, what is your drink of choice to help you stay calm after watching Buddy Hield make decisions?
Oh, you mean like on a two-on-one? You're throwing a lot more.
Just a general, like
question.
We love him. You know. We love him, but sometimes you need a drink. That's how I describe Buddy.
Sometimes I go to, you know, I'm a big Seinfeld fan, so there's always a Seinfeld line for everything, and I think it's Kramer in the episode where his skin and everything was terrible because of smoking, and he was like, look away. so sometimes I get in that mode, like, oh God, look away. You know?
Yeah.
But it does, like, it's funny, but it's also on a serious thing. The decision-making against the Rockets matters so much because it's not just an empty possession. Hey, it's a turnover. But 23 points off of those turnovers, like, that fuels their whole offense. That, like, you know, Draymond had a great rebound on a stop and went to an outlet. It was deflected. All of a sudden, it's being laid in. Like, that's what fuels them. And so, it, you know, hit singles. You hear Steve say it all the time, like, you don't need doubles and triples and homers. Hit singles to not give away possessions and not give the Rockets life. Because, man, when they turn you over and they get running back on you, I mean, they're ferocious. And that is a big part of their DNA. And so you just got to take it away from them a little bit.
Especially when you look at the Rockets in the half court, they're not that efficient. They don't shoot the three great. Şengün can get a bucket, but outside of that, they don't have much else. And I'm looking at earlier in the year when Houston won the NBA Cup game and the Warriors had 22 turnovers and the Rockets only won by 1 point. So is it just as easy as that, Fitz, to distill this down to Warriors take care of the ball, Warriors win?
Well, you're right on the mode there, Dibs, is that it's a possession game. Turnovers for you, offensive rebounds for them. So then you can figure out the possessions. Like, the Rockets took 87 shots, Warriors took 76. So they were plus 11 in shot attempts. And then you start to look at free throws. Okay, 20-14, they got to the line more than you, but they're not a great free-throwing team. Warriors with Jimmy are much better. But it really, like, if you tell me right now, well, how many offensive rebounds are the Rockets getting tomorrow and how many turnovers are the Warriors committing, we can do that math equation and come up with a win or a loss. Like, and I'm not assuming some shooting variance where the Rockets shoot, 58% from the field in a game. Because the most underrated thing with the Butler acquisition and people that look at the Warriors tangentially is that they're a great defensive team. The Warriors with Jimmy Butler are one of the top three defensive teams in the whole NBA. And it never gets talked about. I mean, it really doesn't. They're Steph shooting, which is remarkable, and like, oh, what about the young guys and the depth and Jimmy can get to the line? And these are all fine, but the Warriors are a rock solid defensive team. And so that gives them a chance in all these games. And so, like you mentioned, the regular season game, which was ugly, 91-90, you lose by a point, but you held the Rockets to 90 in their own, or 91 in their own building. You held them to 85. Like, don't overlook that. Like, that has a lot to do with Ron Adams and Jerry Stackhouse and Chris DeMarco and Steve Kerr and Draymond and Jimmy and GP2 and Looney. Like, there's a lot of defensive minds and a lot that goes into the Warrior defense that is brushed aside sometimes, a lot like the Niners Super Bowl teams. You know, we talk about Montana and Steve Young and Rice and this. you know, what about Ronnie Lott and Keena Turner and so many of these great Niner defenders? That those Niner teams also were great defensively, and it's almost never brought up.
Yeah, and they were fantastic in game one yet again, especially in the half court. Bob Fitzgerald with us. Fitz, before we let you go, I wonder if you have any reaction to anything else that has unfolded in the Western Conference so far.
Well, I mean, you gotta look at that Denver Clippers series, and you gotta look at and get excited for Minnesota Lakers. Like the Denver Clippers series, it's crazy. Is Kawhi Leonard the first AI basketball player? Like this guy might be like a cyborg. He was so good last night. God, I mean, he was so good against the Warriors in the final game of the regular season. Man, healthy Kawhi. Wow, is he a great player. He's something else. And then you look at Denver, Jokic with 7 turnovers. Like, that was a weird game, and they're relying a lot on Russell Westbrook making big shots. So, I mean, that series is probably right where it should be at 1-1. And, you know, that could go 11 games. They won't even decide it probably after 7 games. But, you know, and then the Lakers and Minnesota – Lakers better have a bounce back, because as good as they are, I don't think they want to go down 0-2 and having, you know, spit away 2 home games. So those two series are kind of amazing. And then, you know, OKC, they're doing what they're doing because they're a machine, which I'm not unhappy that the Warriors are not in the OKC bracket. Until if you saw them, it'd be the Western Finals. Other than that, let somebody else get in front of that train.
Yeah, no doubt, Fitz. Only 4 teams have ever come back from 0-2 down after losing the first 2 at home, so that's what the Lakers would be facing. But I want to ask you about Kawhi Leonard. Is he the most underrated superstar that you've ever seen in your time in the association?
You know, it's always weird, Dibs, when you think like rated, underrated, this
right.
and that. I think the issue with Kawhi, it centers on one thing. Nobody doubts he was amazing in San Antonio. Nobody doubts he was amazing in Toronto. Nobody doubts when he plays with the Clippers, he has the highest win-loss percentage of any active player, by the way. You know, when he plays, he wins. It's all durability. It's all just games missed. You know, and that's just injuries are what they are. But for greatness and to be rated or overrated, underrated, you've got to be there all the time. And that is a big that's the amazing part of LeBron James, 22 years in, always being there. You know, that's why we loved Cal Ripken, because he was always playing. And so, I mean, people love Gale Sayers, people like me, but he played 6 years. You know, he didn't play 12, 13 years. And that's where you get into Tom Brady, Joe Montana. I mean, I love Joe Montana. You know, if my life depended on it, he'd be my quarterback. But look at Brady's longevity. And so that's part of sports, is being there all the time and accumulating all those seasons, all those numbers. Kawhi is incredible, but injuries have robbed him of a lot of time. People forget he should have been on this Olympic team in Paris. What about Kawhi the other night playing on that Olympic team with LeBron and KD and Steph? Like, I don't know if we would have had many nail biters in that Olympics if Kawhi Leonard was playing there. So, you know, just whatever physical maladies he's gone through have robbed some of the, you know, the full-on accolades. But, God, that guy is an incredible basketball player. Incredible. God, he was so good last night. That was just a performance to behold.
Yeah, no doubt. That series has been just absolutely rock solid and so tight the whole way. Fun to watch. All right, Bob, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really fun to have you.
What city should I have Steph shooting a 3 from tomorrow night on the broadcast? I had 1 3 from the Woodlands, which is a suburb here in Houston. Any other Texas city? If you throw one out, I will mention it just for you guys.
I went to College Station to watch an A&M game when my old neighbor,
right.
That's about 100 miles away now, but we did fly into Houston, and you drive about 90 minutes away to College Station, home of A&M, so that's about all I have for you, Bob.
Apparently, go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying. Yeah.
Go ahead. I mean, I got a College Station for Dibs. What do you got, Mark?
Yeah, well, apparently there AI says there is a city in Texas called Bug Tussle. And
Bug Tussle.
Get out of here.
Bug Tussle.
And so
that's the winner.
That has my vote.
That's the winner. Deep Three from Bug Tussle. That is coming tomorrow night. I don't know when it will be coming, but when it does, you can have a little smile. That was a Mark Willard, Dan Dibley production.
I have never been more excited for a basketball game in my life.
I just hope he makes a three.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's the thing is, if it's super long, I might have it from Bug Tussle whether it goes in or out.
Yeah. Population of 15, by the way, Bug Tussle. So you'll make 15 people very happy.
All right, well, Bug Tussle just made the broadcast, and people are like, it's that same idiot talking on the radio that was calling the game. It's that Fitz guy.
It's that guy. It's that guy. All right, I can't wait for it. Bob, thanks, man.
All right, great hearing your voices. Made my day. Appreciate it.
All right, you too. There he goes. Bob Fitzgerald from Houston, getting ready. Game two tomorrow night. Hashtag Bug Tussle.
Yeah.
Population 15.
I mean, come on. If you're from Bug Tussle, then are the phones not working in Bug Tussle? That's an old Lee Hacksaw Hamilton. That was for you.
I want to talk to you, Bug Tussle.
You guys going
to
do a show in Bug Tussle?
If there's somebody from Bug Tussle that the Giants want, I'm there.
Be careful, because our show meeting's on Thursday, and you're totally the guy that'll be like, all right, here's the deal. Tim Jordan, remote. There's a gas station in Bug Tussle. Let's go. And our guy is just crazy enough to do it.
Oh, Tim would make it work.
Yeah, he totally would make it work, which is what I'm terrified of. But thank you for going first on that answer and allowed me time to Google Bug Tussle.
Yeah, and it's interesting because Bug Tussle is some distance away from Houston.
That's the point.
Yes, it's a long 310 miles away.
Yeah, it's a long three.
That's a very long three.
Yeah, you can't be just like toes on the line and shooting from Bug Tussle.
Well, he asked for a suburb and you went to Bug Tussle.
Bug Tussle.
Which is basically in Oklahoma. But that's all right. I'm not trying to spoil it. An otherwise good bit.
Bug Tussle. AI. Bug Tussle has multiple stories behind it, including an ice cream social spoiled by bugs, a picnic area where residents watched Bugs Tussle.
Mm.
And a playful remark during a town name debate. Those are your top three answers on the board as to how we got to the name Bug Tussle.
I like
Two words, Bug Tussle.
And you know you're in a sleepy town if you're just sitting around watching a couple of bugs fight, and you're like, you know we should name this place? These bugs are tussling. Get a job, Jim.
Totally. Like coaches in the SEC are like, where's that? I mean, my God, Bug Tussle. There's a driving range there. It's got one employee.
Yep.
I just made that part up.
More than 70 Bug Tussle highway signs have been stolen over the years. And many people go there to be married just so they could say they got married in Bug Tussle. I mean, these are all things. The internet wins again. It's just so good.
I can't wait for tomorrow night's game. I was already excited about tomorrow night's game. I don't know if you know this. It's a playoff game.
Yep.
But wow. Now it's going to be like Super Bowl during the commercials where the party, you're like, shh, shut up. I got to listen to the broadcast. I can't miss the Bug Tussle because it's coming. It's coming at you like a freight train.
And I cannot wait to hear Kalena's response. What'd you say to me?
What the hell?
He hit that one from Bug Tussle. Fitz, are you okay?
Oh, my gosh. I'm very, very tickled by this. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, he hit five threes in game one, so you would figure that he probably will hit a three. But then again, you go back to the last regular season game, he was 1 of 8 from three.
Whatever.
I don't know if he
hits. Bob said he could even use it on a miss.
Okay.
Boy, he missed that one, but he shot it from Bug Tussle.
Yeah.
No wonder he missed.
Yeah.
A lot of ways, a lot of options.
When Fitz is good on his word, too, he's given Guru a couple of Union Cities, and, you know, I actually threw it out before, and he definitely took it and used it, so Fitz is good like that.
We're sponsored by Safeway. Steve Kerr in a half hour. We'd love to hear from you, Warrior fans. What results, what possible results here in the playoffs would make you feel good about the season? We will take your calls right now. 888-957-9570. Get in now. Steve Kerr in a half hour. We also should go through some of the things, key things, that Anthony Slater said earlier today on the roast. Some good insight into things going on with the Warriors. And I know you mentioned this earlier. You kind of gave him the he who shall not be named kind of treatment.
Yeah.
And I, like, I get that, and we're not going to get into a Jonathan Kuminga debate.
Oh, there it is.
No, we're not doing that. But I do think, just put it this way, there is one, like, quick comment that I would like to throw out there, and so that's coming up next as well. This is Willard and Dibs.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dub Nation is Moses Moody. Catch my head coach Steve Kerr with Willard and Dibs each and every week. Right here on 95.7 The Game.
Also known as a half hour from now. Check it, 27 minutes. Mm. Don't miss it now. Steve Kerr's coming on the show. Steve Kerr, after the Game 1 win and on our way into Game 2 tomorrow night. So very, very, very excited and interested, as always, to talk to Steve from Houston and check in on the team. Now, I'm not looking to start a bug tussle.
Okay. You're loving that right now.
Well, it's kind of fun. But we don't need to, I'm not trying to go anywhere with this, but just a little prediction slash minor observation. reading some tea leaves, listening to some of those out there in the world of the Warriors I really respect, and noticing that something specifically that was pointed out by Tim Kawakami, both on Twitter and on the Warriors Plus Minus pod, that Jonathan Kuminga seems very, very comfortable in his skin right now, laughing, joking around the team. There's just been a couple things out there. I think we're going to see him in this series. Just an observation that we don't need to get into any arguments or any of the stuff that happens here. Not trying to get anybody's emotions all. Just an observation. I don't know how much, but I think we're going to see him in the series. I do. I think the Warriors are going to turn to him in certain spots, in certain moments, where they feel like some of that, you know, athletic action on the offensive end might be necessary. I think we're going to see him.
It's possible. And if you look at what JK has done in this matchup this year, in the opener, he had 23. Curry didn't play. They had a 31-point lead. They blew it, and they won in overtime. JK was great. Game two, he had 33 in a game at home where the Warriors won. No Curry or Draymond. Wiggins with a nice 23-9
Wiggins
in that game. Game three, they lost in the NBA Cup, and Curry played. JK had 20. He took 20 shots in that game. So in this series, you've had JK play very well in three of the six. Obviously, the last game he didn't play, and then the game before that he barely played. So it's not really recency bias, but against Houston, he's had some of his best games of the year.
No doubt about it. And Kerr pointed that out last week when we spoke to him, and so we'll see. And I'm not necessarily saying tomorrow night. I just think I think he's going to get a sweat on at some point in this matchup. We shall see. Anthony Slater was on the morning roast today, and I thought had some really interesting things to say. And let's start with this, because I do think this is where a lot of people's heads are right now, which is you want to look at a game one win on the road and just go, all right, this thing's cooked. And I know, like Steiny called me the most disrespectful host of all of us here at 95.7 The Game.
Facts.
In terms of, well... So let me finish. I'm not just the most disrespectful host.
Oh, I thought he meant in general.
With regard to the Rockets.
Okay, sorry,
my fault. With regard to the Rockets. And I'll wear that label. I have no problem with that. It's just a prediction. And we get things wrong all the time. We get things right all the time, whatever. I might be wrong on this one, too. But I don't. It's not a reaction to game one, because I kind of felt this before game one, which is that this matchup, It favors the Warriors. I don't really know. I mean, you love doing your deep dive. Dibs has been doing a lot of history stuff lately. I mean, teams that are centered around a group of 22-year-olds, you don't advance in the playoffs. It's very rare.
But you don't go deep usually.
How often do you even advance? I mean, they're not young. They're very, very young. You can Van Vliet and Dylan Brooks me all you want. The people who are going to score the basketball and decide this series are all 22. You lose almost all the time. And that's it's a compliment to where they are, that they are in this seed and this spot at this age. But to advance over people who, like, literally are almost like the basketball matrix with their brains is just so incredibly difficult. So it's too early for all of this, but that's kind of the thing. I think a lot of people are asking, is it too early to start feeling like the Warriors have some sense of control of this series? So underrating the Rockets, overrating the Rockets, listen to what Slates had to say.
Yeah, I mean, look, their problem was their half-court offense, 21st ranked in the league this year. They're a terror in transition. They do, 22 offensive rebounds is a lot, but that's not outrageous for the Rockets. You know, they were easily the top offensive rebounding team in the league this year, so they're going to keep doing that. They didn't turn the Warriors over enough, at least live ball-wise, right? A lot of the Warriors' turnovers were just like pass out of bounds or some stuff like that. And even when they did turn them over, their lack of offense didn't allow them to take advantage of it. But, the Warriors still are struggling to score against the Rockets. That's two straight games they haven't got to 100 points themselves. So depends on
I mean, I guess the whole are people now underestimating them? I mean, if you just think it's going to be an easy sweep and game two is going to be just like game one, yes, you probably are underestimating them. But I think what you should have been concerned about on the Houston side entering the series and what, honestly, talking to Warriors people made them confident was confirmed in game one. Half-court offense is a problem. No star scorers on the perimeter. Jalen Green, Fred VanVleet, inefficient, and they win 95-85.
Yeah. What he said there at the end to me is what I'm going to bed with tonight, which is that this is why I don't feel like reacting to game one is just reacting to one game. I hope everyone heard what Slates just said there at the end. We're not reacting to one game. We're reacting to one game that confirmed what the whole season told us. Houston's not good in the half court. The Warriors are a very good half court defensive team. If the Warriors cannot turn the ball over and get you in the half court, the Rockets are very limited in how they can beat you. And so we watched that all year long. And when you see it already in game one, which often that offers the best effort for the home team. They come out, the energy in the building is tremendous, you're rested, and you, bam, you give someone your best shot. And it turned into 85 points.
Yep.
Good God, how can you not be optimistic?
Especially when you have 22 offensive rebounds and it turns into 22 offensive points. So you only got 22 out of 22 offensive rebounds, and a lot of that was Steven Adams, and we're going to throw it out to VanVleet, who isn't going to make it. And Green had a very bad shooting night as well. So you're at home, and younger players should be better at home. That's why I think game two might be a bounce back. We'll find out tomorrow if that's actually the case. And maybe Ime Udoka sees what we all saw, which is, God, we have no shooting. And maybe he goes to other players on his bench who can actually shoot better than the guys he's putting out there.
Wouldn't that give you Avery Johnson vibes, though? I know they're not the one seed and all that, and they're young. But if I'm Udoka and I lose one basketball game, the two seed, 52 wins, and then I'm out here reaching for people who didn't even crack my rotation in game one, feels a little bit like a panic.
Well, not quite. Depends on how much you lean on it. And Avery Johnson changed his starting lineup. And if I'm Ime Udoka and I look at what I put out there and I look at what I got out of them, which is 39% from the floor and 21% from three. And if this game is going to be more of a half-court game, well, then I need to have somebody who could be better in the half-court. Aaron Holiday is a guy who had a good game against the Warriors earlier this season in a game that, you know, the Rockets were, they didn't win it, but he had 25 in a game that the Warriors won 105-98.
But you know why that happened.
It's because they sat everybody.
They sat everybody in the second
half.
VanVleet
didn't play, and they shut down the starters, but he's at least a guy who was able to get something going.
Uh-huh.
Jock Landale can shoot the ball. Reed Sheppard can shoot the ball. So if you want to get this into a half-court game, maybe you turn away from the big guy, Steven Adams, and maybe you turn to somebody who can actually knock down a three.
See, my bet is Udoka does something with the people who are already on the floor that at least attempts to look a lot more like what we saw in the home game against the Rockets a couple of weeks ago. I think what he does is he tells his guys, look, I just want you to hound them. I want you to go crazy. I want you to put every bit of your energy on the defensive end into causing turnovers. Wreak havoc. And if that means you get called for a couple fouls, then you get called for a couple fouls. But beat them up, push them around, grab them, do everything, create turnovers, see if you can frustrate them and get us the ball going in transition. Because that's what you just heard Slate say. They're a nightmare in transition. They're fast, they're young, they're long, and they're finishers. And everything that they do well is around the rim, as we've already established. They do not shoot the ball well from outside. So the second they're running down the floor and the Warriors are back on defense ready for them and they pull it back out and set up their offense, that's already a win. That's a win for Golden State the second that the Rockets do that. So I would imagine at home and only game two, even though it's a desperate game, I'd be really surprised if he turned to people who are deep on his bench, person 9, 10, 11, and 12, to see if he could go win what is in effect the biggest game of their year.
It's a big game, and I'm not saying you go to all of them, but you may want to spot somebody who can actually knock down a shot.
Maybe.
And, you know, you mentioned the game where they beat the Warriors here in Golden State, and Dylan Brooks was 10 of 13. And that was from the floor, and I know from three, he was like 3 of 7. I have it here, and, you know, he wasn't spectacular, but he was pretty good. But overall, he was really good. He was 3 of 4 from 3. As a team, they were 10 for 30, which is not great. It's actually a little bit worse than what they normally are, but they were able to get, like you said, a lot of points in transition. Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green was 9 of 19. Amen Thompson was the Steph stopper.
Yep.
Curry only got 3 points, and so that game is a wild anomaly. Curry doesn't have a lot of those games in his 1,000-game registry in the association, so you could try and do that, and I think they probably will, but I do think that there's room for them to go and bring in Shepherd or somebody else who can actually shoot the ball.
Be interesting. It'll be interesting. If I'm the Warriors, and we'll ask Steve about this coming up in 15 minutes. Steve Kerr on with us live here on Willard and Dibbs in 95.7 The Game. I'll ask him what adjustments he expects the Rockets to make, because the Warriors are no dummy. They've been through these playoff series, and they understand that when one punch gets thrown, the counterpunch comes. I wonder what he thinks the counterpunch is going to be. And in this particular case, it might actually be a punch.
Nice.
It might. It might. Like, that's what they did when they beat the Warriors. They just made it an absolute...
Well, they didn't punch anybody.
No, but they, you know what I mean. Yeah. Figuratively.
Okay.
Not literally. Like, they made it. They made it, like you like to call it, a rock fight. And I know that the other night was a little bit of a rock fight, which is kind of the problem for the Rockets. I see the Warriors as a team that can win multiple styles of basketball games. They can run with you. Look at what they've done when they've played Memphis in big games recently. They did it twice, the play-in game and the start of the gauntlet in Memphis, both of them pretty high-scoring basketball games. They'll run with Memphis. They beat them at their own game. Then they'll come to Houston and win a game where the over-under can be 185 and the under wins. You know what I mean? Like that. That's the mark of, I think, a really dangerous team. And so they can do it multiple ways, and that's the equation that Udoka needs to solve. But I would expect the Rockets to have full energy, and for them, that means all the physicality they can bring. And so all eyes on you tomorrow night, actually, when you announce the officials' assignment, because I think this is a game for them. I really want to see what kind of tone they set, and I would predict, especially if the Rockets win, there's going to be all of those NBA conspiracy comments,
of course,
the next morning, because people think that the NBA wants a longer series with more games.
And that comes out tomorrow at 6 a.m. You can go to NBA ref assignments. Just Google that, and it will populate, and you can see exactly what's going to come. I'll tell you this, the over-under is 203.5. 203.5,
yep.
Which... And I credit Evan Giddings on the pregame with Mark Grandy on Sunday. Evan was like, because Grandy said, all right, time for the pick. And Evan's like, I like the under.
Under.
And I was like, damn. And I think that the under in that game was 210, or it was higher than 203.5 for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was 213.5.
Even that high. Wow. Yeah.
Not the lowest over under of the playoff games won. I think the Celtics Magic over under was 205.
And the Celtics Magic tomorrow is 197.5.
There you go. Look at that.
Sub 200?
Yeah.
Sub 200.
Wow.
The Magic can't score even more than the Rockets can't score. They can't score.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And what? By the way, what was the final score of that Boston-Orlando game one?
It was 103-86.
There you go.
189 total.
The under hits.
Yeah.
The under hits.
A lot of unders.
Yeah.
Thunder Grizzlies, 211 total, under.
Oklahoma City will score that much by themselves.
They had 131 and that game went under, which I always have said, and whatever, fade the Dibbers, ha ha ha, but blowouts tend to go under,
yeah,
like super blowouts, because the one team...
because the other team leaves.
Right, and they can't score to begin with.
By the way, going back to that, because I know that game's tipping off, is that the 4 o'clock game or the 4:30 game? I know we
tomorrow?
Got... No, tonight.
Bucks-Pacers tonight at
Bucks
4.
Bucks-Pacers starts in 12 minutes.
Grizzlies-Thunder at 4:30.
They start at 4:30.
Yeah.
So we'll watch Bucks-Pacers with Steve Kerr. That'll be fun. But anyway, the Grizzlies, they are much... I know you said they only had one night off, but you're right, it was a Sunday morning game, number one. And number two, they didn't play in the fourth quarter. Like, they did not play a lot of minutes in that basketball game. So I do. You're going to get a better Grizzly effort tonight. I don't think it'll be enough. I don't think it'll be enough at all. But yeah, the over-under stuff is interesting because I do think the Warriors can win multiple styles. But if the refs, if you get a really physical game and you get refs who want to keep it under control, the quickest way to hit an over is for both teams to start parading to the free throw line. And I think that there will be more free throws in game two than there was in game one. Because it was still kind of a below average free throw night, was it not?
I believe so.
For the whole game.
Yeah, the Warriors shot 14 and the Rockets shot 20. So 34 total is a little bit below the average.
Didn't you say the average is high 30s?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take the over on that tomorrow night. Yeah. I'll take the over 38.5 on free throws attempted in the game.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that the Rockets will win as a result.
No,
and
not
I go
at all.
Back to the first game of the year where the Warriors shot 50 free throws. The Rockets shot 24, and the Warriors won in overtime. The Rockets are a bad free throw shooting team.
They're just a bad shooting team.
So let's
I don't care where the hell they're shooting.
Let's look at the thumbnail sketch of the Rockets. They're not good at shooting the three. They're okay at shooting the two, and they're not good at shooting free throws. They're really good at defending, and
they're good in transition.
And they're great at rebounding.
And they're great at rebounding.
Right. So
great at rebounding.
And they're used to rebounding because they don't make a lot of shots. And I guess you get a lot of offensive rebounds when you miss a lot of shots.
It's actually a funny.
Wouldn't that make sense?
Yes, it would. Yes.
And when you miss them terribly, air balls.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the barely tick iron.
Balls are flying out. Yeah. What'd you have, Grandy?
The Rockets have scored 93 points or fewer four times this year, if you include the playoffs. Three of them versus the Warriors.
Ooh. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. They've scored.
That's interesting.
They're 1-2 in those games.
Yes, they won one of them, 91-90.
And
the
only one they won was
a game they won.
And they've played the Warriors.
It was a game they won, yes.
They played the Warriors six times this year. The Warriors have held them under 104 of those six times, including game one.
I thought you said that they only did it three times.
Well, that's 93 or fewer.
Oh, 93 or fewer.
They've done that four times this year. The Warriors have been the opponent three of those four times. The other was the Boston Celtics.
So what does that tell you?
But they've scored under 100 versus the Warriors in four of the six matchups versus the Warriors.
What does that tell you?
The Warriors have the answer to their offense. The
Warriors, okay. You say, what does that tell you?
It tells me that the Warriors are a really good defense, and Houston struggles against really good defenses. So if the Warriors are even decent on their offensive game, they're going to win, and if you look at these games that Grandy's referencing, the 91-90 game, the Warriors shot 44% from the field, and they had 22 turnovers. You lose, Warriors, but you only lost by one.
By one, and again, it was the play that drove Steve Kerr nuts. The foul on the scramble, 80 feet from the basket. The Warriors were up by one with 2 seconds left to go. And they gave a couple of free throws to Houston for diving on the floor on the other side of the court. Whether it was a foul or not, not the point. They usually do not make that call.
Yeah, especially when he's clearly asking for timeout.
Exactly.
It's just so much easier to give him the timeout. But
tell you what, though. When you say the Warriors are a really good defensive team, the couple of the games we're referencing was when the Warriors were not a very good defensive team. The Warriors are a top five defensive team once Jimmy Butler arrived. They weren't before that. They were very, very early in the season, and I know some of their games against the Rockets were very early in the season, but through that run of kind of December and January, the Warriors were not a great defensive team, yet largely they were able to hold the Rockets at least down around 100. Even the game where the Rockets came charging back, like the numbers are skewed because it went to overtime.
Yep.
Like, whatever it is, and maybe this is why all the Warriors, I don't know if you've all noticed this, the Warriors coaches and players, they kind of got a Cheshire Cat look to them right now. And I can tell they're trying to hide it, but you can't hide it 24 hours a day. And for those of you who don't know what I'm referencing, dude, they look like the cat who ate the canary. They know, it's as if they know they're winning this series and they just don't want to tell anybody because you're not supposed to say that out loud. But when Moses Moody is on our air being like, essentially indicating we're the better team, I thought Steve Kerr last week, when he started referencing what's going to happen in round one and then round two and then round three. I was like, wow. And he made that comment. We know we have what we need now. With 4 days rest, we know we have what we need to win this series. He wasn't predicting. They weren't being cocky. But the Warrior confidence, they can't bottle it up. It's just oozing out of them right now in this particular series. So maybe they do have whatever the elixir is to the Houston Rockets.
Well, I do think that unless, you know, you have a Houston team that somehow comes up with something that they haven't had very often, which is an offensive hot night. And you mentioned the game where they came storming back the first time these teams met. They were down by 31 late in the second quarter, 71-40. And in the second half, Houston shot 57% from the floor. The Warriors shot 36%. All of a sudden, Houston's got a one-point lead. There was no Curry in that game. And Houston, in the second half, went on one of those heaters where they were awesome. The Warriors could not score. And all of a sudden, 18 became 14, which became 9. And oh my goodness, now we've got a ball game.
Yeah.
And it took overtime to win it. But it took Houston having an otherworldly half just to get back into that game. And they still lost.
Mm.
And they lost.
Maybe it will be a sweep.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Trying to take people that, off.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here for it.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. I do think that the Warriors
stand on it.
Yeah, no, you win tomorrow night, and this thing's gonna be fast.
Stand on what you say.
I just
stand on what you do.
Well, you can't see what I'm doing, but you can hear what I'm saying. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I know what I'm gonna do, and I know what Dibs is gonna do. We're gonna talk to the head coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr, live from Houston, joins us next on Willard and Dibbs.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.